beginning of the year, and we just need to reaffirm what we do. It's very easy to step into routine. You can please pass the papers across. It's very easy to step into lifeless routine when we come to church. It's easy to just do things and do them because that's what you do. We call it religion, you know. So we don't want religion. We want to really live. And when it comes to that, the only way we can get that done is to bring life, to remind ourselves. So we have to always inject revelation, inspiration into the things that we do continually as a practice, as a habit, so that it can be alive. If you look at, if you put your hands, can you look up? Can you look up? If you put your hands on this side, you notice that, Pastor Peace, you are on. I thought you were already gone. Come over here. Praise God. Just come over there. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know that's there. If you put your hands there, did you feel something there? What did you feel? Huh? What did you feel? Some say feel nothing. You are not here today. You are not alive. You just some of you, maybe you rush inside. It's faster. If you just woke up from sleep, it's slower. Whichever way, but it's there. Now, notice that it's a routine. Am I right? It's a routine. Am I right? Someone said, I'm not sure. You will not be here. It is not the routine. You know, that sister does, that sister that, up and down, all alive, every day, every week, every year, carrying on. When you shout Happy New Year, still doing it. Or shouted Happy New Year. So, but you know why it's still working? Because every time it pushes life. Am I right? Am I right? I hope you know that. Every time it pushes blood life to you. If it doesn't push blood life, even that routine will not stay on. So tell yourself, this year, I am going to worship God as my continuous habit. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance. I'm going to glorify God because that is the best thing I can do. You know, the book of Psalms says, praise is fitting for the righteous. Praise is decent for the righteous. So I determined that this year, but I need to renew that commitment. So the best thing is to look at the Bible. I don't know, this is what I do every day. I renew myself every day. You know, I on purpose, if I see any area not doing quite well in my life, I wake up in the morning and I reach out on purpose in the Bible for what can help me there. Maybe I'm forgetting about the healing power of God. Oh, I'm forgetting or I'm struggling with unforgiveness. I don't struggle on my own. You know what I do? I pick up my Bible and find out a place that talks about forgiveness, and I will try and stay with it for a week or two. Just like when you are taking your bath. You take your bath until you are clean. Am I right? You wash your clothes until it's clean. So that's what I do. I like this morning now, I woke up. I have different devices to read my Bible and to read something. So I got a device that could help me to meditate. On like tablets, you know, you have tablets 1 or 2 minutes, it closes up. Am I right? I have something else that could stay for about 5, 7, 8 minutes without closing. And it's just black and white. So I took that and I told myself that I will use for meditation on a particular area for the next couple of days. And can I surprise you? The moment I began to do that this morning, I began to have enlightenment to change certain things in my life. And you know, by 2 hours later, I could notice visible progress. Why? Because I'm bringing that to bear. I'm not just, you see, you are a vessel. You are a vessel. You are a container. You can't put content in yourself. Like, where's my bottle? You can't pour out what's not poured in. You know what I'm saying? You can't pour out patience if it's not poured in. You can't pour out prosperity if it's not poured in first. We'll see that in a minute. So you got to be poured in by God first before you can be poured out. Every time you notice that you are getting tensed, it's because you are not having peace of God. Darkness will prevail there, right? So when it comes to worship, I do something. I remind myself. And I ask myself, what is the best picture of worship? Like I told us last week, Friday, what's the best picture of worship? I said, when you come on Sunday, what's the picture of Sunday? Fellowship. When you come on Friday, what's the picture of Friday? Planting seed, the word of God, right? What's the best picture of Friday? Who can remember? Tuesday, I said, what's the picture of Friday? Abba. Just last week. Pastor, it's last year. Next week is last year. Abba. Who can tell me? Alako, Bagbi. Can you remember? What did I say? Water. Okay, I didn't hear what you said, but the picture is water. Remember water? And I said river. Remember? Alako, Bagbi. Remember? What's river? I said, the best picture for worship Friday is river. And what does river do? It flows. See, when you step into river now, and you step out, your next stepping is not the same water. That's why your worship can never be the same, so it's still worship. If you worship yesterday morning, and you got up to sing today, even though you may be singing the same song, for instance, I say, great is thy faithfulness. What is poured into it is not the same just faithfulness we sang yesterday. Because his mercy are new every morning. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? His mercies are new every morning. So like I said, river. River. And so, what is a river? You never struggle. If you want to have problem, start driving against the current. If water is flowing this way, and you are flowing this way, you have to walk a lot. Am I right? But if water is flowing this way, and you are flowing with it, it's easier for you. The current will carry you. Right? Are we here? That will remind you, give you some revelation of what you are doing. So when we come on Friday, we are actually getting watered. 35 Isaiah verse 1. So this year, what will happen to you in your worship? The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them. That's verse 1. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Now, you don't get this picture. You don't see wilderness and wasteland. Have you ever traveled by air before? And when you are crossing Sahara Desert, how many of you usually feel it? If you have ever traveled by air before, you're coming from Dubai or you're coming from Europe, you notice it. You can even feel the heat. I mean, you look down like that. One time I was coming from the area of that Dubai, Saudi kind of thing. And when you get to that Ethiopia and get to, you can feel the heat. And when you finish crossing it and you get to the ocean, Mediterranean Ocean, it's bluish. Remember that? And you can feel the coolness. And even high up in the plane there. And how many of you know that our country is getting heated up? How many of you know that? Everything is getting heated up. With food, fire, education, everything. How many of you, they have given you the school fees for this time? Is it the same thing last time? Stakemi, it can't be the same thing. It can't be the same thing. Okay, maybe some changes. And it can't be the second time of last year. My wife came back today. She said, do you know what? I said, don't say anything. It should have been more than that. We still have the grace of God. Huh? Are we here? So it's getting heated up. But the wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom. What could make that desert blossom? Look at this verse. I love this. It shall blossom abundantly, even with joy and what? So what will make it blossom? Joy and singing. That sounds like worship, right? It's a blossom, people with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it. So the problem around us is going on, but God will give us his glory. The excellence of Carmel, that means the best of the land. Hallelujah. and Sharon. They said, what would they see? Tell your neighbor, I will see the glory of the Lord. See, some of you, you never know the meaning of the glory of the Lord. You don't know the meaning of the glory of the Lord when the glory just means shine. No. I want to give it to you. Don't ever forget this one. Tell your neighbor, don't ever forget this one. Tell, put it on your left hand so you won't eat with it. That's what they say in my house. Okay. What is the glory of the Lord? Look at Philippians 4. How many of you know Philippians 4:19? How many of you know Philippians 4:19? How many of you know Philippians 4:19? My God shall supply. You see, that's your problem. You only read it as far as my God shall supply all your need. So your need is important. The verse stopped there. But no, look at verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need. How? According to what? His riches where? So, how will God supply your need? Where will God get the money from? Where will God get the favor from? Where will God get help from? He will get it from his riches where? In his glory. One time, Israel said they want to eat meat. And they were crying, give us meat, Lord. Give us meat. All we are saying, give us meat. Are you listening? Are you listening? And then Moses said, God, this guy's going to kill me. They're going to kill me. They wanted meat. God said, don't worry. I'm going to give them meat for 1 month. They will eat that meat. Will come out of their not nose. Come on the other side over here. Moses said, God, Erele, we are in this bush. See, that's your problem. Many of you can't see how God can take care of you. So you always plan and corner yourself into trouble. So he said, God, where will you get the meat? God said, familiarity is breeding contempt. You think my hand is short? I don't think he wished. He just blew the wind. And you know how many of you know Akparu? How many of you know Akparu? It's bush chicken. They just started flying in. They were flying 1 meter. They were not going anywhere. They were just all over the place. And they ate till they died. You want dollars? I know you are looking at me like that. You're not going to answer because I don't have it for you. You want that? The glory. Tell yourself, the glory of God has enough riches in it to meet my need. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. Put your hands down. I wish you'd be more aware of his glory. The glory is what will give you the baby, that will give you the blessing, that will give you the job, that will give you the life, that will give you the future, that will give you heaven. Everything, supply all your need. Let's go back to 35 Isaiah. Quickly, my time is running. Let's reveal. 35 verse 2, quickly. Let's go back there. 35 Isaiah. Look at next verse. See the glory of the Lord? Look at next verse. Strengthen the weak and make firm the feeble knees. So this year, let's strengthen the weak. Let's get up. We're going to worship God more. Next verse, quickly. Say to those who are fearful at it, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. The recompense of God will come and see you. How will God do all this? Look at next verse. For the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. That means you will hear the right thing you need to hear, and you will see the opportunities in Jesus' name. Next verse, quickly. What did he say? Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Why? Because waters, I'm not hearing your voice. Waters, wherever you see the waters, put worship there. Remember, water worship? Let's go, put worship there. For worship shall burst forth where? In the wilderness and streams in the desert. Tell yourself, my worship shall burst forth in the midst of the wilderness of this year, and there shall be streams in my land where there is dryness. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's where we sing, here is my worship. That's where we sing, receive my worship. Why? See, worship is water. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. So, how many are here today to be watered? Your desert to blossom like a rose? Are you sure? I'm not here to come and sing. I'm not any of those singers that are performing to go and showcase their ability. I'm not, we are not here because of the guitar. We are here because something is going to happen through this instrument in Jesus' name. We are going to be watered in Jesus' name. That's why we worship. That's why when you go to heaven, heaven can never fail because worship is going there. Water is flowing all the time. That's life. Tell yourself, there's life for me this year in Jesus' name. Can you lift your hands and say, Father, I welcome the heart of worship. I welcome the water to my desert. I expect my desert to blossom in the name of Jesus. Can you open your eyes? What is a desert? Whatever is lacking, whatever is not there. So I've made a promise that every week I will come here on Friday so that I can worship my way out of a struggle and worship my way into sufficiency. You hear what I just said? You hear what I just said? I will worship my way out of struggle and worship my way into sufficiency of God. That's why I'm here. You know, because I love to sing. Just imagine water. Imagine a lot of water. Lot of water. Lot of worship. Praise God. Can you lift your hands up? Close your eyes. In your presence. So we're going to do 3 years to worship water. And something, you know, I really expect the best for you this year. Do you know why? Because when there's a cast down, you say there is a lifting up. And more so, we live in famine time. Things are dry. And so water is expensive now, right? Water is expensive now. And we can get it from worship. And let me close on this note. Pastor, thank you. I'm going to sing, but say, what's it, Lama Jenny? Don't forget the word water. Let's go to Genesis 26. Hallelujah. Verse 1. There's a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went. Can you just reduce my sound a little bit here? Just a little bit. And Isaac went to Abimelech. All right. To Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. You know, can you look up everybody? Famine means dry. But you know something about Egypt? I don't have time to show you in the Bible now. I have to look for the verse. You know what about Egypt? Egypt is a place where there is no rain. It doesn't rain. But one river passes through Egypt. See, today it's called River Nile. So what they do is that they will do irrigation. They have to irrigate with their feet to get water to their farmland. So the economy and the wellness of the nation depends upon the water going up with flood or going down in dry season. But God said, the land I'm taking you to does not do like Egypt, where you irrigate it with your own feet. Rather, it drinks rain from heaven. Your water doesn't come horizontal from people. Motivation, push yourself through. You can do it. Have strength, man. Pull yourself by the strength. That's Egyptian way. So God said, when it's dry, don't go to Egypt. Your dad did. He tried to pull himself up, they pull him out. So what did he do? You tell me? First of all, he worshipped God, drank water from God. Second, I don't have time for this one. He drank water from his wife. Bible says, drink water from your own sister. Bible said in verse 11 or verse 10, he was playing with his wife. Okay, give us verse 10, maybe. Verse 8, okay, maybe jump there. That came to pass while they were there a long time in that family land, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw that there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife. So he was drinking water from that river. And you never, if you never have that kind of marriage, you never know that with all the hustle bustle of this life, you can go home and hold your wife and rejoice together. I can tell you, it's a witness. I'm not telling this by theory. When I get home or something happens and I hold my wife, that's a way that my soul just calms down. I said, I'm a single person. Hold your bed. Until she arrives or he arrives, right? America, cool. We do it. We are married. By the way, before you run away, when last did you give poem to your wife? It's running away. When last did you give poem to your wife? Poem. It's running away. All right, so you drink water from there. So it's in the midst of that farming, you were just, you know, there's something about going home. Like, my wife, you say something, I say something back to just affirm ourselves. Something happened, I say something, she says something back to me, and we'll be able to deal with the situation. Now, don't get me wrong, not every marriage is like that, but God knows what to do with us. If you have a single person, His grace is sufficient for you. But above all that, worship makes the difference. Remember that woman that had husband five times, remember? She was looking for the water. She came for water. She couldn't find the water. Jesus said, I'll give you living water that you cannot but drink spontaneously. He said, give me this water. Go call your husband. He said, Jesus, don't make a mistake. I don't have any. I got five before. It didn't work. Now, the one I'm staying with now, Jesus said, don't worry. I'm number seven. Perfection. Worship me. Makes all the difference in your life. Are you hearing me? I'm reading a book now that says that this issue about all things about sexy things today is because people have lost religion. See, when you lose religion, when you lose faith, you start looking for things to hold in the natural. So everything becomes sexy. Everything becomes sex appeal because they don't have God appeal anymore. We're in trouble. When you can't look at the beauty of the Lord, you'll be looking at the shape of a woman or shape of a man, which does not last. What did Isaac do? The land was farming, but he began to worship God. Listen to God. And verse 12 says, and Isaac sowed where? Please listen, everybody. Isaac sowed. Which land? Look at verse 1. There was a famine where? There was dryness. How could he sow? Because if he was in Egypt, he had to use water, and the water is dried up. But now, he's not an Egyptian. Yeah. He's a Hebrew. The word Hebrew means from above. Did you hear that? What did I say? Where is he from? From above. Not abroad. From above. So, his reign came from abroad. So, see, he could sow, you can still sow in this hard land and still get a harvest. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? If you just worship. Look at verse 12. He sowed in that same land and reaped 100-fold. Hallelujah. Are we here? I said, are we here? Let's close like this before we go home. Look at that word, sow. That's past tense. Look at the word. Can you give me on the screen? S-O-W. I've asked them to do S-O-W, to sow. So, how do we sow today? We want to be blessed. We want to, materially speaking, we want to have things working for us. How many of you want things to work for you or flourish this year in the midst of all this dollar increase and everything? Many of you? Thank you. Now, you got to sow in the land. Now, I'm going to give you three things about that word sow. Are we ready? Number one, you have to sow the seed of the word. You have to sow the seed of the word. As you worship God, you have to take hold of scriptures. Are you hearing me? If you don't sow the word of God, nothing else will work. You can try things. You try business. You try that. It won't work. You remember Israelites when they were crossing the sea? Are we here? Well, the sand is still bouncing back on. Just reduce a little bit. Maybe a little bit some more. Just reduce a little. Okay. All right. Now, thank you. So how do I sow? I sow the word of God. Look at Israel. When they were crossing the sea, Red Sea, they were acting on the word of God, right? But Egyptians also tried to cross the Red Sea. They were not acting on the word of God. Did you see the difference? Israel acted on the word of God to cross the sea. Egypt attempted to cross the sea. Okay, let's try it. Maybe I will sell some clothes this year. See, you're trying something. That's where it fails. But why don't you just say, God, your word says, whatever it does, I'll prosper. You open that word, you read it, you accept it on purpose, like Peter did. Peter accepted Jesus saying, throw your net into the water, you'll have a catch. He refused to listen to anything else. He took that word. It's not the net throwing first, it's accepting the word. So the very first seed is the word. Say that with me. The very first seed. See that word, S-O-W. You sow seed of the word, S-O-W. You sow seed of the word first. You take, not the whole Bible. You don't sow every crop on the earth into your farm. You pick certain particular seed. Am I right? And then you plant that and watch it. And where do you get your water from? From worship. So if you don't worship, whatever you plant, the word of God won't last. It won't grow. So as you come worshiping the Lord, planting your seed, you're going to reap 100-fold this year. The second thing you plant, give us on the screen, the seed of work. What did I say? The seed of work. You get to work. You get back to work. You do that you need to do. You just don't what? I mean, see, if you don't plant the seed of the work, you plant the seed of the word first, you accept the word of God, but you don't stay there. You can't just say, God will prosper me, God will prosper me, and you sit down there. Nothing will happen except more debt to clear. But then, look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. I love this. Ephesians 6, verse 8. Ephesians 6, verse 8. Take this verse serious this year. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, what will he do? He will receive the same from the Lord. Whether he's a slave or not, go to work. No customer, go to work. God will stimulate customers to come when you go to work. I don't have transport money to run this week. You have to, for today, go to work. See, Isaac got up and went to work. Worship always leads to work. Because if God is working, you must be working too. Praise God. So, number one, seed of the word, sow. Number two, seed of work, right? Number three, seed of wealth. You sow the seed of the word of God, you sow the seed of work, and you sow the seed of wealth. What is wealth? Let's be honest, large quantity, right? What is wealth? Opo, right? If you want opo, you have to sow the seed of opo. So sow the seed. I'm sure. I was sitting up with a brother today, and he said, Reverend, you know what? God is good. I want to do more. I said, what is it? He said, last year in my business, I was thinking, I wanted more. I want plenty. So I told myself, I'm going to tell you the truth now so that you don't think I'm not telling lies. So I want to make it very clear. So, you know, he said, I want to sow seed of wealth. I want to plant a seed. So he said, I'm going to go to all the preaching team in church and do something for them. So on purpose, he went to all, it was easy for him because my wife and I were one place, remaining two, so that making three. So he went to each of the preaching team and did something for them. And it's not money. It cost him money. But he said, I'm investing. That is work. That's the kind of work he does. He said, I'll go do that work for them. I want to have plenty. So he planted that seed to three of us. He came to my house. He went to Prof's house. He went to Prof. Kennedy's house. He did that. And he came back. And he said he was lying on his bed. And a call came through. And he said, hello, how are you doing? He said, I'm fine. He said, we are trying to get my school fees. I said, I may have work for you. If you don't mind, are you in town? He said, I'm not in town. He said, when you come back, come and see me. Now, see, that same man that called him, he's been trying to get across to him. He was blocked on every side. I mean, engineer blocked him. Everybody blocked him. So he couldn't get it. Now, here was the guy calling him on the phone. So he said he got up. And when he finished in that place, he came to Abeokuta. He went to the man's house and sat. And the man said, are you ready? Okay, how much will you work? And gave him $2 million to start with. Huh? And he said, work started coming. I was working on 31st to January 1. I was working. Just start coming. Now, I am not saying all that to collect something for preaching team. Like Peter said to that man, to hell with your money. Remember? Simon. So not saying that to collect money. But he was telling me, he said, I planted that seed. I want to pour. And I planted that seed. And then he started coming. Listen to me. You will never have opo until you plant the seed. You won't. Oh, nobody can get. You see, if you plant corn now, you plant one corn, you don't get one corn back. What do you get? A lot of corns. I've seen Christians frustrated. They stay at the boy. They don't see things happen. And so, whatever good anything a man does, the same will he receive from the Lord. But it can't be the same measure. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. And you get what I'm saying? So, this year, we're going to plant the seed of the word of God first. If you don't plant the seed of the word of God first, give us the seed of the word of God. Give us the first one. The seed of the word of God. Give us on the screen. The seed of the word. You're going to have to find that word. Put it in your heart. Receive that word. Don't go and start running and start giving people money. That's why you have trouble. Yeah, man, I want you to go and give preaching team money. Okay. Okay, Prof. Egba, 50,000. And then 3 weeks later, Oluwa mi ringo kon. Only ring nothing. That's Egyptian mentality. I just want to attempt crossing the sea. They will get sunk there. But as long as you take that word, receive it, take that word, put your life into it, personalize it, make it your own, the second you start attempting to go to work. Do you know that that's what Peter did? Peter was not catching anything. He sat down. Jesus said, can I use your boat? Remember? And he sold his boat. He sold his working instrument. Jesus said, take that same boat, that same net, go for have a catch. And he did. Praise God. And then seed of work, and then seed of wealth. Anything you want plenty, sow the seed for it. That's your seed. Do you know that if you go to Cadbury today, if you go to Cadbury or you go to Milo, you can never sow and reap back. Let me explain. See, Cadbury and Milo will take cocoa seed and build this giant factory with power saw, generator, push up, and be hearing noise. People on shift to produce 1 Milo. Huh? A lot of effort. But they work from cocoa seed, am I right? And cocoa seed does not come from factory. Where does it come from? Somebody planted it. And how many of you ever noticed the cocoa or the mango tree making noise around your house when it's producing and bringing forth seed? Mango, you say, oh lady, oh my God, aye ye malio, palima kupsha. No, they just plant the seed. It comes in large quantity. Praise God. Praise God. I said, praise God. Praise God. Lift your hands. I'm going to sow. Tell yourself, I'm going to sow in this land of famine because I'm a worshiper. I'm going to worship God through this year. I'm going to commit myself to lifting up my voice in song and rejoicing. And I'm going to be on the highway of blessing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you clap those hands for Jesus? Let's close. We are going to close with where we started from, 35 Isaiah. Let's go back there. We stop around verse 7, right? Or verse 8. Let's close. Let's go back there. Let's go back to verse 7. Okay, maybe? Okay, verse 6. Okay, that's where we stop. Then, the lame shall leap like a deer. You see, leap means there's no speed. Deer runs faster. And the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness. So we can so sit there and stream in the desert. Next verse, let's round up. The parched ground shall become a pool. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. It rained in Lagos some days ago. It rained here too. If you notice, everything's dry now. My compound is dry. Nothing's growing there. Just one or two rain start popping up, these small things. I don't know where they came from. And the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Let's keep reading quickly. A highway shall be there, and the road, listen, and shall be called the highway of what? The unclean shall not pass over it, shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, listen, although a fool shall not go astray. You know what I mean of that? If you come for worship, come to lift up his name, even if you're a fool, you won't miss it this year. You don't have to have a lot of degrees. Just get on this highway. Praise God. This road, this river water, just follow it. Next verse. No lion shall be there, the devil and all his groups and ravenous beasts go upon it, shall not be found there, but the redeemed. How many are redeemed here?
Pastor, I don't go to Redeem Church.
That's your problem. Go to Redeem Church. I don't mean RCCG. Redeemed shall walk there. How many are redeemed there by the blood of Jesus? Next verse. He shall walk there. And the ransom of the Lord shall return. And come to where? See, he's describing at the end. Every week, we come here and worship God. Do you know why I put worship every week? You know why? Let's close. Let's go to Zephaniah or Zechariah, or either of the two. All those Zephaniah. Let's go find it. Zechariah 13 or something. You find it. Zechariah is before Malachi. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. Our time is up. Let's go home. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Whoa. Zechariah chapter 14. It's a new year. Chapter 14. Are we there? Zechariah 14. Let me give you the verse. Verse 16. Zechariah, thank you for it. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up when? From what? To 2013. We worship God. 2014, what are we going to do? And to keep the feast. Look at next verse. And I love this. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to where? To worship the Lord of us. On them there will be no rain. Do you hear that? And if there's no rain, you can't plant your seed. Right? And if you can't plant your seed, you go hungry. And when you go hungry, you blame God. But thank God, we're not going to blame God. We're going to bless God. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? Every time we lift up our hands and worship, something happens. The rain falls. Can you get up on your feet as we close? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There shall be showers of blessing. Say amen with me. There shall be showers of blessing upon my life, upon my family, upon my career, upon my church, upon my land, in the name of the Lord Jesus. As I lift my hands, can you lift up your hands? David said, lift up my hands like an evening sacrifice. So we are giving to God evening sacrifice. As I lift my hands. an offering. It's an offering. We're not giving money tonight. We're giving our hands. The hands that we do, that we work with, that we plant seed with. As I lift up my hands.
As I lift up my hands.
Yes, Lord. Lifting up my hands, the hands I'm going to work with, the one I'm going to sow my seed with. Oh,
you deserve. Yes, you do. The lifting of my hands as I lift.
You deserve. Deliver my hands to you.
Yes, Lord. You deserve.
In the sanctuary, lift your hands in the sanctuary, right? You know the song? Let's go.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory.
You sure?
We lift our hands to give you the praise.
We're going home now. That's my commitment. I will praise you, Lord.
I will praise you for the rest of my life.
Jesus, good night.
Jesus.